This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We're working on a series that's going to start on Monday called Consumed. It's about the consumer economy, why we consume the way we do, what it gets us and what it costs us. It's going to be good. It's going to be interesting, and you should listen to it. But that's not why I bring it up right now. There's a report out today from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute about what happens to the stuff in our consumer economy. They've been sending submersibles down to the ocean floor for the past 22 years, keeping track of every piece of trash they found along the way. Cans, tires, chairs, a coffee table, shoes, always shoes in singles, never in pairs. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
The Monterey Bay region is probably the most studied part of the ocean floor on Earth. The Aquarium Research Institute there has been using ROVs, or remote operated vehicles, to film about 200 undersea surveys a year.
However, we've only looked at less than 1% of the seafloor.
Susan Von Toon at the Research Institute says that in just that 7 square miles, they discovered more than 1,100 pieces of trash, including one lonely shoe. Jesse Thorne is the host of the menswear show Put This On.
Well, it's definitely a blucher.
A blucher is a kind of loafer with laces.
Which would make it maybe like a rock port or something like that.
It looks like it might be something like a rock port.
That's Megan Cleary. She calls herself America's shoe expert. She and Thorne both looked at a photo of the shoe on the ocean floor, and it's ironic that they identified it as a rock port because there's a rock fish living in it.
These animals are now living in an area that they wouldn't normally be able to live, and if we then removed the debris, it would then disrupt their habitat.
But chances are no one is going to evict that poor rockfish from the rock port because it would cost a fortune.
It costs anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a day. It would be really expensive to try to clean up all of this debris in the deep sea.
Von Toon says that the best thing to do is prevent debris from getting into the ocean in the first place. Because it takes so long for things to decompose in the deep sea, that shoe and all that other sea junk could be there for centuries. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.